Today's scripture can be found in 2 Timothy 4:8. There is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
Dearest Father, I thank you for the crown of righteousness that is stored up for me. Lord, I will work for the heavenly things and not for the things of this world. Each day I will live for your appearing. For your appearing, Jesus, I long to walk with you and talk with you. I long to look into your eyes and to see the love that is there for me. Oh, how I long to hear your laugh and to see your lovely smile. Please come soon, dearest Savior. Come to me now and revive that first love in my heart that will compel me to speak the gospel and to share the good news of salvation. Amen.
Stop! What does that do? That grabs your attention, doesn't it? But for today, think about it. Really meditate for a moment. Is there anyone or anything in this world that you love more than Jesus? Because, my friends, your lifetime here compared to eternity with him is a mere blink of an eye. And if you don't love him while you're here on earth, you don't care and worship and want to serve him while you're on earth, how are you going to do that for eternity? Learn to love him now with your whole heart, mind, and soul. And then you'll see so much more of him. You'll see him sooner than you think. But if you can't love him, worship him, praise him today, in the midst of this, how are you going to spend eternity doing that?
Today's action. Share the love of Jesus with someone today. Today's treasure is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
Where does your love lie? Where does your heart go? Eternity is going to be spent in heaven. And part of that eternity is going to be worshiping Christ and desiring to speak with him, be with him, hear him, talk to him, listen to the wisdom come from his words. If you can't feel that way on earth, how are you going to spend eternity with Christ?